10 men go to 10 doctors. All the doctors tell all the men that they only have 2 weeks left to live. 5 men cry. 3 men rage. 1 man smiles. The last man is silent, meditative. "Okay," he says. He has no reaction. The raging men upon meeting in the lobby don't know what to do with the man of no reaction. They fall upon him and kill him with their bare hands. The doctor comes out of his office and apologizes to the dead man. "Dang it," he says sheepishly to his colleagues. "Looks like I got the date wrong again." "One can't account for murder or accidents," says another doctor in his bright white coat. The raging, sad man and the smiling man all leave the office. The smiling man does not know why he is smiling. He just feels relieved. He was suicidal anyway. Now it's out of his hands. The others growl at him, their bare hands blood-specked, but the smiler is eerie in his relief, and so they let him be, thinking he might somehow speed up their precious 2 weeks. The raging men tear out the door first. The crying men follow. On their way, they meet up with a field of cows. The cows are chewing quietly and calmly. The sight of the cows fills the crying men with sadness, as they only have 2 weeks left to look at cows. But the sight of the cows fills the raging men with more rage. After all, why are the cows so calm? Why is it that cows get to remain ignorant of their own death? Why is the sky so blue and peaceful? The raging men run to the cows, but the cows don't notice. The cows want more than anything just to continue chewing. One raging man collapses in the field and drums it with his fists. The others run and run. The 5 crying men stand at the fence, crying. Look at the sad and large rage of the doomed men, they think. Who knew a cow was so beautiful? Why was I not a farmer? Why not a field hand? Why an office building? Back at the office building, the doctors check their notebooks and discover an error. Oops, only 2 of the 5 crying men need to be crying. The other 3 are in perfect health. The doctors, embarrassed, call up their patients, who are by then crying into the arms of their crying wives or lovers or pets. "We have some good news," they say. "We made a goof. You seem to be in perfect health. Very sorry about that." One crying man, new lease on life, moves his family to the countryside, where they raise goats. The other 2 go back to their regular routines. A close call. The last raging man still is drumming his fists on the field. His lover calls out into the darkness of the night. The lover understands that his angry man is out there raging against the world again. This is to be expected. But he does not understand why the doctor keeps calling. The suicidal one is another error, but he is impossible to contact. He has flown by now to Greece and is trying finally to have a relationship. With only a couple of weeks left, he thinks that for once he has a good chance of having someone by his bedside when he dies.